heavens and of the earth. Thou hast gathered us together in this morning hour of this work day under solemn circumstances. Where displeased thee in the morning hour of the first work day of this week to take out of our midst by the cold hand of death so suddenly and so unexpectedly a beloved daughter, a dear sister, granddaughter, a girlfriend, a classmate, a co-worker, one of our young people. For her it has become eternity. Her life journey, her expectations, her dreams, they have suddenly come to an end here in this life. And it is written in thy holy word, so the tree falleth, so it must forever lie, O Lord. Then it is thy hand that is given. It is thy hand that is taken away. And then we humbly ask thee that it may also be thy hand that upholds in this very moment and this very day, O Lord. Wilt thou remember father and mother and their deep grief when they are called upon to bring their own flesh to the grave? Wilt thou place underneath thy everlasting arms in this day that they do not succumb? May their eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou spare from rising up against thee in this day, in the time to come, thy ways? They are deep, they are unfathomable. Lord, remember brothers and sisters, those that are married with their spouses. They have lost a dear sister, a large empty place. Wilt thou also grant them a place at thy footstool, where they may tell thee everything, but that they may also be given to be wonder that it was their sister and that it was not them? Lord, remember him. A word is pleased to take his dear girlfriend from his side by the cold hand of death, also for him such a deep and an unfathomable way. Ah, may he be given to crying mightily unto thee, that thou may be his helper ever near. We commend unto thee the grandparents, those that are living amongst us, the grandfather and the grandmother, but also the one living on on the left west coast. Wilt thou also uphold them in this deep and trying way, in the evening of their life? Then we remember the graduating class. And not so many months ago, the whole class was together. They were given to rejoice in the milestone that they have reached. And now the first one of the class is no more. Oh, may it make a lasting impression upon that class. And that by thy grace, that they may be given to seek thee early. Remember our Bethesda care home, then this time, was not one of our older residents, but it was one of the workers that may care for them. Ah, may there be amongst them that may be given to be wondered thy goodness and long suffering, that thou wast spared the elderly, and where thou wast taken a younger one away at place, as shall be sorely seen and sorely missed. Remember the greenhouse, the owners, the employees, also a special calling for them. Then we commend unto thee the truck driver that was involved. Also his thought shall multiply, the image vividly imprinted upon his mind. Ah, Lord, uphold also him. And may this serious calling, may it be sanctified to his never-dying soul. We remember those that work in the field of emergency. They have a weighty and they have a solemn task. Wilt thou also strengthen and remember them, Lord. Remember the whole congregation. Then by renewal, then as a congregation we are called upon to bring one to the grave. It was not so long ago that we have brought a little 3-month-old daughter to the cemetery, and now an 18-year-old daughter. Ah, then surely, then thou wast something to say unto us. And it is written in thy holy word that thou art waiting to be gracious. Lord, we humbly beg of thee that this serious calling, all the callings in our midst, that they may come forth out of thy right hand. Oh, also in this day, leave us not cold, untouched, and unmoved. But may it please thee to grant a deep and abiding impression of the shortness of life, the frailty of life, the uncertainty of life, and also the certainty of death, of judgment, and of a never-ending eternity. May it please thee to come down with thy power and with thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, that from this death that many sinners, young and old, may be born in Zion, because, O Lord, it is written in thy word that we cannot appear before our Maker as we are born, but we need to be born again. And as a poor and a hell-worthy sinner, to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, O Lord. In these serious times, under thy solemn speaking, then the King is still gathering a church unto himself. Ah, may it please thee to do it in this day. May it please thee to do yet a great work amongst us, O Lord. Leave us not over unto ourself. May this serious calling in a special way be blessed and sanctified in the midst of the family circle. And then we remember all mourning ones. Then also in this week, old wounds. Oh, it is true, they are never closed. But in thy common goodness, then the sharp edges wear away. But now under this solemn calling, then those wounds, they have been reopened by renewal to that end. We commend unto thee all widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Open thy word. Open our mouth. And open our hearts. May our help be in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Forgive us of all of our sins. Oh, impress it upon all our minds and our hearts. 'Tis the reason why there are cemeteries and graves, because we have fallen in our deep fallen paradise. Lord, have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we wish to read out of God's holy word from Proverbs 8, the verses 17 through 35. Proverbs 8, beginning with verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the earth. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the foundations of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass, his commandment, then he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. And now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. A family outhorn and then Hattach, William Niels. The graduating class of our Calvin Christian School of 2020, our Bethesda Care Home, the residents and the co-workers, the Fry Greenhouses, the owners thereof, and the employees, a congregation of Pitcher Butte, family and friends. We are gathered together in this morning hour under special callings and solemn circumstances where it has pleased the Lord on Monday morning to take out of her midst Jolene Outshorn. At the young age of 18 years old, her expectations and her dreams for this life, they have so suddenly and unexpectedly come to an end. As she has been brought to her long home, to that never-ending eternity. And now in this morning hour, together with this morning family that has been plunged into such deep mourning, then we are called upon to bring our mortal remains to the cemetery, to entrust her body without a soul to the womb of the earth. May it please the God of all grace to be mindful of us, and that under these solemn callings that we remain not cold and untouched, that we resemble not those dead bones in that valley which Ezekiel has seen, but may we receive a deep and an abiding impression of the reality, the solemnity, the shortness, and the uncertainty of life, and the certainty of death, of judgment, and of eternity. A father and mother Althorn, what a deep and what an unfathomable way. We cannot comprehend the ways of the Lord. The Lord grant you a special place at His footstool, where you may unburden your heart and tell the Lord what a deep an impossible way it is, how much that love for your daughter is. May you be given to understand as husband and wife that we are all different also in the way of mourning. And to that end, it is so necessary, may you be given at the end of each day, because we cannot always talk, but at the end of each day, sit together on the couch, holding hands, and whether you talk or whether you weep, but that you may be together and try to unburden your hearts how the day has went. The one time a little easier, another day so impossible. While for your spouse can be different, but speak one to another, may because it is our natural heart that we question the Lord. The Lord sanctify the calling, and parents, then you have seen that how short your stewardship can be, and how suddenly it can come to an end. Brothers and sisters, a deep, a trying way for you, together with those that are married with your spouses. And have you now thought, why Jolene and not me? than as the Lord. Not made a difference where there is no difference. Brothers and sisters, I hope that this calling may bring you closer together around God's holy words. And it is not so easy, especially for the younger children, but for us all, because death is so unnatural. But may you be given to speak to one another, to cry together and read together, because under this serious calling, you cannot remain the same, either humbled or hardened. May it please the God of all grace to use this calling to your eternal welfare, William Niels. Job has said in Job 17, verse 11, my days are past, thoughts of my heart have been cut off, even my thoughts, your experience. Where displeased the Lord to take from your side, your dear girlfriend, the Lord upholds. The Lord remember you from day to day. The Lord grant a special place at his footstool. The Lord remember your family a special way. Your dear brother had a stem cell transplant, and in his weak and frail condition with his dear wife, graduating class, of course, different circumstances. Under normal circumstances, then undoubtedly, you would have all been here sitting together. The Lord has taken a classmate away with whom most of you that you have went to school for many years, you are given to rejoice on June 26, when you have received your diploma with your thoughts, with your expectations, and now Jolene is no more. Bethesda Care Home, it is the sixth one whom the Lord has taken out of our midst in the year of our Lord, 2020. It is true, the year is not over, but this time was not one of the residents, but one of the caregivers who may lovingly care for our residents. And then residents, then surely, then the Lord has made a difference for most of us older, also in this day, because most people, of course, as we become older, then more die. But when we have become older, oh, young and old, have you thought about it? when we have sinned for so many years against the just and a good-doing God, and that the Lord has yet spared us, continues to put so much dung around the tree of our life, and that the Lord has taken a younger one away. Oh, residents, may this calling, may the Lord sanctify it to your never-dying hearts, souls, because we know that the old must die and that the young can die, and then the co-workers, such a large empty place that has come in your midst, the Lord uphold, the Lord sanctify. And then for Divine Greenhouses, the owners, all the employees, not so long ago, one of the employees was united in holy matrimony, and now a young employee taken away by the cold hand of death. May the Lord speaking not be in vain. And then we remember the truck driver was involved. Do not know you are listening along. The Lord remember, uphold you, sanctify the callings. The Lord remember all in the emergency field. They're weighty. Their responsible task, how rewarding it is when they may be used in the hands, Lord, in the hand of the Lord, that life may be lengthened. But then you also see that our times are in the Lord's hand, congregation of Petra Butte. It is the sixth time in this year, and the year is not over, that we are called upon to go to the cemetery. Exactly 3 months today, then we were called upon to bury Stephanie DeWild from the congregation of Nobleford. And not so long ago, we were called to bury a 3-month-old daughter. The Lord uphold and remember all the mourning families. May the solemn speaking, may it be used for the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name. We wish in short to meditate upon God's word, which you can find in Proverbs 8, the verses 32 and 33. And now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Our text words speak of a weighty and compassionate word for a funeral, with 4 simple thoughts. In the first place, a profound reason. In the second place, a touching address. In the third place, a proclaimed blessedness. And in the fourth place, an urgent exhortation. The book of Proverbs was written by Solomon by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And then especially, even more so in the beginning of this book, then he is given to address himself to the youth. 15 times, my son, includes daughters, of course, and 4 times, ye children, the 4th time is found in our text. As Solomon also in his life has experienced that when he was young, that his heart was more tender than when it was old. I hope children and youth that may be so with you. Then as Solomon has also learned that as he became older, the cares of the world have only increased. And then in this chapter, it is wisdom calling unto the children of men. And now our text words that begins, now therefore. Thus our text word is a reason upon the foregoing, of course, in this day, in this morning hour, now therefore. When the Lord has spoken in such a loud and in such a clear way, then we have seen young and old that there is only one step between us and death. And why has death come upon the world? It is because what we have done in paradise. There we have taken of that forbidden fruit. We have plunged ourselves in the greatest misery. We are all lying under the sentence of death. We would understand it right. Then it should be a wonder that we may still have a place in God's house in this morning hour, that is because of the long suffering of the Lord, and that the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, is still gathering his church. Thus, what a wonder, family, young and old, that in this day, that in the midst of the deepest mourning, that it may still be declared, now therefore, and that there does not follow the sentence of death. Oh, it is true, we are all lying under the sentence of death, but that it may still be declared that there is a way to be saved. And then it is not the most important, oh, it is true, when the Lord may grant and bless us with long life, when we may be used in the midst of the church, the community, our family circles, that is a great blessing. But the most important is, where shall we spend eternity? Because it is written in Matthew 13, Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14, that by nature that we are in that broad way that leadeth to destruction, and that by grace we must be placed upon that narrow way that leadeth to eternal bliss. And now in our text words, now therefore, that refers to the former verses, verse 22 through 31, where it speaks of him that was set up from everlasting, that was present before the world, the mountains were formed. And then in the verses before our text, and that speaks of the precious Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. And then in verse 31, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Thus that speaks of Christ, therefore, in this morning hour, the earth may still stand. Therefore we may still be in the precious day of grace. Oh, it is true. Should it not be a wonder when we consider our sins and how awfully we abuse the long suffering of the Lord, thinking that we shall abide here forever when the Lord speaks so clearly in our midst. But now the wonder, now therefore, that already in eternity, that the delights of the Son were with the children of men, and to that end, he has dwelled in the habitable parts of the earth, when he has assumed our human nature, and now by word and spirit, that he works in the hearts of the children of men. Now therefore, but young and old, it must be experienced in our heart. Oh, may it please the God of all grace, as a fruit of now therefore, that this solemn calling of the death of this young daughter, that it may be used, that the Lord may do a great work amongst us and our children, because congregation, have you not thought, what must the Lord now still do? And oh, I know, without the grace of God, then the Lord could take us all away, that only one of us was in church, and that our heart will only be hardened. But now therefore, oh, may that therefore, may it be wrought in this morning hour, that his kingdom may come. Our second thought, a touching address. And now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children. Is that not a tender address? A family, congregation, and friends. Oh, then the Lord does not say, O ye rebels, ye traitors. No, the Lord uses such a tender word. And then he begins with that word, O. O, is that not a solemn word in this very day? O ye children, consider then the brevity of life, the uncertainty of life. Oh, it has been manifested that there is but a step between us and death. Has a Solomon not said in Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest what a day shall bring forth to leave the parental home and then eternity. Oh, ye children, is that word, oh, not a word of urgency, young and old, in the family circle, in the midst of the congregation? There is a next one, on the top of the list. And now therefore, O ye children, hearken unto me. Oh, that word, that declares that it is still possible. The king is still gathering a church. There is still room in the sheepfold of the Lord Jesus Christ, but young and old. That wonder must take place in our life. We must be turned. We must be stopped. We must be given to repent. Oh, we must be given to learn that we can never merit heaven, that we can never earn salvation, that from our side it is cut off. And now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children. Oh, is that not a tender word? Is that not a word that is addressed to our heart, that even under the solemnity of death, that the Lord comes with such a tender word, that he says, O ye children, should it not be a word that breaketh the hardest heart? O ye children, that is a word of that great, that majestic, that glorious God. It is not the word of man. The Lord is spoken by his deeds. The Lord is speaking by his word. Oh, hearken unto me, O ye children. Then must we not say that our hearts have to be very hard indeed when such a tender word does not touch our hearts? Oh, and now by nature, then our hearts have become so hard. Oh, ye children, what is then necessary that it may be accompanied by the gracious and powerful work of the Holy Spirit? Our third thought, proclaimed blessedness. For blessed are they that keep my ways. As our text words, and we can never say congregation. We live in a discouraging time, that is true. But we can never say that it is not possible. Have you heard that first text that we read where we started, verse 17? Have you paid attention to that text, young people? Those that seek me early, they shall find me. And have you now ever become such a seeker? Ah, may the Lord use this solemn calling. Family Altshorn, may you be given to ask the Lord for great things, and that you may become so jealous, because there is a blessed people upon the earth. That is a people that has been wrought upon by the Spirit. But we must learn something of that blessedness here below. And I think the family of Enetoch, and also in this week, your thoughts have multiplied. We're in July of 1977. Two uncles, they were young men, together with another young man and a young daughter, were murdered on the shore of the Fraser River. So suddenly, so unexpectedly, then the Lord can say, what more could I do to my vineyard that I have not done unto it? Blessed are they, as we read in our text, that keep my ways. Do you know what is necessary? That by the work of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord sheds his love abroad in our heart, and that we learn to love the God of his word, and then we love His people, and then we love His ways, and then we learn that all our ways, even our best efforts to please that great God, that they are polluted with sin, and that we are a sinner still, lying under the sentence of death, and our rightful place is in the bottom of hell. And then it is the work of the Spirit to reveal Him, that precious mediator, whose delights are with the children of men, that He was willing to suffer and die, that a church may be saved. Our last thought, an urgent exhortation. Hear instruction. That word instruction in the Hebrew language that has a broader meaning than in the English language. That also means chastisement, correction, reproof, and rebuke. And now the Lord says in this morning to us and our children, hear instruction. The Lord instructs us by His word, but He also instructs us by His deeds. And now in verse 33, hear instruction and be wise. I read in Proverbs 1 verse 7 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, by nature, then we are not wise. We have lost the image of God, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. And it is true, we must go through the time. And we must be diligent. We all have our calling, all our place, a blessing, when we may be profitable for our fellow man. But we have no continuing city. We are traveling to eternity, and one step between us and death. I've seen it in this week. And therefore hear instruction and be wise. O Moses, in a song in Deuteronomy 32 verse 29, then he has exclaimed, oh, that they were wise, that they would understand this, that they would consider their latter end, what is now necessary, that we may be given to beg and pray for the work of the Holy Spirit. I have read, and what a wonder that would be. In the time of the Great Awakening, with the preaching of Jonathan Edwards and others in Northampton, then the Lord has in special ways in that town taken away by the cold hand of death two young people. The grocery store has burned down, and the Lord has used those callings that the Spirit has come down and begun a great revival. May we be given to ask and beg the Lord for the same, and then the end, and refuse it not. That is a strong word. That does not only speak of our infirmities. We know by nature, we have not ears that can understand the things of the Lord. But it is very different. We would sit in church with the fingers in our ears, that we would even refuse to listen with our ears to the message. That is what that word refuse speaks of. O family and congregation, may we be given, spared from the hardness of the heart. May the Lord bless you. remember us all, then I have forgotten, likely forgotten more, could not remember everything. The needs are so great. But then the mourning grandparents, grandfather and grandmother in Bethesda, Opa and Hetoch in Chilliwack or the West Coast, may the Lord remember them. We could speak that they have a double sorrow. In the first place, to lose a dear granddaughter by the cold hand of death. And in the second place, to see mourning children plunged in such deep grief. The Lord remember them. The Lord remember us all. We must close. Then I read in verse 35, for whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord, and that is only possible through him whose delights are with the children of men, all young and old. May we be given to beg fervently that the Lord may remember us and our children with his grace. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, wilt thou bless thy holy word? May it please thee to bless this solemn calling. And now we humbly ask thee to remember, to uphold the mourning family once more and for the last time. Then we shall cast a glance, may see the young daughter, her body without a soul. And then the coffin shall be closed. O Lord, wilt thou remember us in mercy and help us when we go to the cemetery? Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall sing of Psalter 281, the stanzas 1 and 2. Mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust, and what follows, 281, 1 and 2. announce if there are those that cannot go to the cemetery because of the weather, because of the snow, and then remain behind in the lobby, and after everyone leaves for the cemetery, then come back in the sanctuary, take a seat, and then you may also listen along. We shall read from God's holy word, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, the verses 3 through 8. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice it cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Those are the words that the Lord has spoken to Adam and Eve. After they and we in them have taken of that forbidden fruit. And then we have heard from the prophet Isaiah that there was a voice that said, cry. He was called to cry aloud because the children of men are so hard of hearing. What shall I cry? And then the message was given of the grass that withereth and the flower of the field that fadeth away in those verses. Then grass is mentioned 4 times and the flower 3 times. And then especially in the eastern countries, then it could be that those beautiful flowers, fresh in the morning, in their beauty and in their fairness. And when the blasting wind has come, then the flower has faded, and in the evening, the place was seen no more. And we have experienced the same, family and friends, a young daughter, Jolene Outshorn, has left the parental home in the morning, and the Lord has taken her away so suddenly and unexpectedly. And then we have cast the last glance before the coffin was closed. And now at this moment, what shall I cry? Oh, then as it were, then she is speaking, crying unto us, where I was before in the precious day of grace, you are now, and where I am now in eternity, you shall soon be. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, The Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, all family and friends. Hear then instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. We have heard in God's house of him that has his delights with the children of men. He is gathering his church by word and by spirit. And when we read in this portion of Scripture that the wind, the Spirit, bloweth upon it, then the word in the original, wind and spirit, it is the same word. And then it speaks of the gracious work of the Lord, virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. And may it please the God of all grace to use this solemn calling among young and old, that the Spirit may blow, that he may show us by nature our lost condition, and that everything of self, our self-righteousness, that it must wither away, that it must disappear, that room may be made in our hearts for him who has his delights with the children of men, oh, young and old. Then the Lord is calling, the Lord is crying unto us, so clearly and so loudly, that we may be given to hasten for our life's sake. O dear youth, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, middle-aged ones. What shall it profit us if we would gain the whole world and lose our never-dying soul? Oh, the Lord is calling, that we may be given to seek the Lord. He grants this precious day of grace, that we may be given to obtain that one thing needful, and that is to be, as a poor sinner, washed and cleansed in the precious blood of his dear Son, family outsworn. The Lord continue to remember and uphold, also to remember when the coffin shall soon be lowered into the earth. Willem Niels. A solemn moment. The Lord remember. The Lord uphold. May it please the God of all grace. The Lord has spoken different times. 3 months ago in Obelford, we buried Stephanie. A short time ago, Kelsey the cook, a three-month-old daughter, and now Jolene Outshorn, 18 years old. Then the Lord is calling and speaking in a special way. May the Lord use it to work a rich revival amongst us and our children. So be it.
We would like to acknowledge a few people. First, Reverend Adams for conducting the funeral service, along with the elders for their visits. First aid responders and medical team for the care provided in the final moments of Jolene's life. Martin Brothers for their professional service they provided. The custodians for their help in organizing and setting up. Sarah Circle Ladies Aid with their help in regards to preparation and setup for the luncheon. Last of all, we would like to thank those in our community and those who traveled from far for the overwhelming support with regards to prayers, condolences, and the meals dropped off. This is greatly appreciated by each one in our family. May the Lord bind this serious calling on each of our hearts and sanctify it to his name's honor and the salvation of our souls.
Shall we pray? Lord of the heavens and of the earth. And then by renewal we commend unto thee this morning family. And when we are now called upon to leave the cemetery, to leave one behind, O Lord, wilt thou uphold them and remember us all, and that this solemn calling, that it may be richly used by thee, that the Spirit may blow, and that many sinners among young and old may come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, whose delights are with the children of men. We commend unto thee the funeral directors and their weighty, their responsible, and their compassionate task. We remember them together with their families for body and soul, O Lord. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another, that we may be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. May it please thee to use this calling in a special way for our dear youth. In a dark and evil time, pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Family members, friends, this now concludes the formal portion of the graveside service. Thank you for your attendance.